This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
What I'm going to do today is just give you 3 suggestions on what submission is, and I think it's going to change the way you look at the word submission. Let's bring up the first one. Submission is cooperation. Submission is cooperation voluntarily, mutually, out of reverence for Christ. Have you ever had anyone in your family that you've said this, you know, we would have had a good Thanksgiving if only he would have cooperated? Well, you know, we had a nice Christmas last year, but, you know, so-and-so ruined it because she refused to cooperate in what we were doing. And before you start throwing rocks at other people, remember, people may talk about you and me that way. We might have been the person that was not cooperative. Submission simply is cooperating with other people in such a way that we're in this together. I told a powerful story. It was powerful to me because the most powerful story out of World War II to me was not D-Day and all the battles of the Battle of the Bulge and the Battle of Britain and the 8th Air Force bombing Europe and all those important things that happened. The most interesting story for me was when General George Marshall, 4-star general, went to his junior officers, and here's what he said. He shocked the daylights out of them. He said, "How can I help you? What can I do as general to help you in your job? What can I do to make your job easier?" And they were stunned that a 4-star general would come to them, the junior officers, and say, "What can I do to make your job easier?" I don't mean to be melodramatic here or funny or facetious at all. I'm dead serious. What would happen if every husband in this room went home today and said to his wife, "What can I do to help you?" After she got up off the floor from fainting and dusted herself off, she might tell you a couple of things. What would happen if every wife said to her husband, "What could I do to make it what you do easier? How can I help you?" What would happen if a parent said to their children, "What can we do as parents to help you in what you have to do?" What would happen if children said to their parents, "What could we do to help you?" It would change things dramatically. You see, cooperation says so much about who you are as a man or woman. And a refusal to cooperate says so much about you as a man or a woman. Do you understand that? It's true in families. It's true at work. It's true in the neighborhood. It's true at school. It's true everywhere in the body of Christ. Submission is voluntarily cooperating with other people. Why? Because I love Jesus Christ. And I'm doing it out of reverence for Him. Let's bring up the second one. Secondly, submitting is serving voluntarily one another. Serving people. And that's a new word for some people. Because there are people in every group, in my opinion, that have been raised that other people exist for one purpose, to serve me. There are children, there are 2 and 3 and 4 and 5-year-olds who grew up that think everybody's purpose, wait on me, serve me. That's cute when they're children. It's awful when they're teenagers and beyond. When everybody's purpose is to wait on me and to serve me, and your existence, your only reason for being is to wait on me and serve me. And so it was a new teaching when the Apostle Paul came along and said, submission is serving. Jesus is described this way. He made himself a servant. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords became a servant, even to the point of what? The cross. You talk about servanthood, to die on a cross, that is servanthood to the nth degree. And so you want to be a person who submits to someone, you are a person who is willing to serve. The highest office in the body of Christ, as I've said many times, is servant. It's not minister, it's not elder or deacon. It's to say, I am a servant of the King.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.